Take RFM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This programme was first broadcast on RFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Listening to it, Hope's Just Radio on 105.4 FM. And that was Bangers and Mash by Radiohead. And this is Your Son Friday. We're banging some trash. Well, Trent's not here today. I am, but that's okay. I'm clearly all out of sorts without Trent here. I started to say we're banging some trash, but I said Bangers and Mash instead because I was thinking about Radiohead. It's okay. We've got this. That's me and you listening. Come on, we've got this. So, yeah, I tend to have, like, two moods on these shows, which is, one is K-pop, and the other one is, like, childhood songs, or not necessarily even childhood songs, just, like, songs that remind me of specific growing up moments. So, yeah, and today we have both. So, today we have two K-pop songs, and we have a song by Lorde, because I've been thinking a lot recently about the Hunger Games, and I just really want to have a chat about the Hunger Games, and so I figured, why not just play Yellow Flicker Beat by Lorde? But first off, ATEEZ. If you don't know who they are, that's okay. Not a lot of people do. They're a K-pop group who debuted October 24th, 2018. I got to see them in August in Melbourne. It was definitely worth the flying over, definitely worth the flying back. I don't know why I just specified the plane flights. I got to stay in an awesome apartment. Oh my gosh. Honestly, like, my savings are sad, but that's okay, because staying in that apartment, like, oh, okay, Dunedin is, like, a small place, right? Like, we know that. But I don't ever think about it until I, like, go somewhere like Melbourne, and it's giant, and all of a sudden everything is a lot bigger, and I'm staying in this nice hotel room. The room I stayed in had this beautiful big window, and you can look out and you can see, like, multiple skyscrapers. You're up on a tall floor. Everything else is taller than you. It was great. It was really intimidating. I never, like, thought about, I don't know, I never really thought I was, like, you know, like a small town kid or whatever, but I am. Dunedin's small. I like being in small places. I do love Melbourne, though. I really want to, like, go back there. Oh, I'd love to go back there. I have a wonderful friend over there. Shout out, Rhea. No, it's fine. I got to see her. That was great. Yeah, so overall, I love Melbourne. I loved going to the concert. It was worth it. I would say if you have the chance, if you have the funds, I got really lucky to have these savings that I could use and then build back up again for uni next year. I got really lucky with that, that I can have access to those and have time to go and fly and see them. And I would say if you also get that chance to do something like that, you know, go in and take it if you can. Like, it's so much better to be like, oh, I can't, like, go and buy all the clothes I want now, or I can't go and do this now because I went into that. But you're still going to have, like, the memory, and you're still going to have the experience of the concert. And I met some lovely people and I had an absolutely lovely time. So if you have a chance to do something like that, you know, go to a musician you've been seeing, or go to a movie you've been wanting to see for ages. It's okay to take those moments and to do those things that you enjoy and that you want to create moments for. And I think it really helped me getting through a really tough year, like second year law, and having, like, that feeling of constant pressure and being able to be like, okay, I have 5 days, well, two of which I'm flying, where I can just go and just focus on the present and not worry about exams or about assignments or about lectures. And it was so relaxing. You know, even though I was walking around a whole new city and going to a show and doing all that, it was so relaxing to have that kind of mental break for a couple of days. And I think it really helped the rest of my year just go better than it would have gone if I hadn't had the break. So, yeah, that's kind of my little self-care ramble. Take the time to do things that you enjoy and give yourself, like, it's okay to take the time to do that. And I thought it was something that I had to, like, really excuse. And every time I brought it up, I'd be like, oh, but, you know, like, it was because they probably won't come back yet. But, like, it's okay to, as long as you're acting within your means and you're not kind of, you know, putting it on our side, like, you're not randomly disappearing from work or something. Try and take the chance if you get it. So, talking about ATEEZ, they released a full-length album in October, called All to Action. It's the final of their Treasure EP series, apart from their anniversary one, but that's okay. It's the final, like, official one. The anniversary one was, like, for the anniversary, you know? 1 year of being in a group, but they released a song called If Without You on their album, and it's so cute. And by cute, I just mean that there are these backing vocals that appear in, like, the second rap verse and also at the end, and it just sounds like, it's just them, like, yelling sounds, like, ah, woo, and it's just so, like, it makes you so happy as the listener to listen and be like, oh, this is a bunch of people having fun, and it brightens my day every time I listen to it. So I hope you enjoy it. This is If Without You by ATEEZ.
Yeah. 넌 나를 웃음짓게 다시 일어나게 해. de l'épine. Et quand j'ai pas gonné promet, n'a qu'on est sur la machine, j'ai gagné un bridge et la bitch sur le sommet. J'ai regardé n'a qu'à me le joyau, qui en a qu'à fouiller à cholo. T'as regardé n'a qu'à se mettre, j'ai trop ni de n'a qu'à n'a qu'à se mettre. Yeah. 다시 꼬리를 무네 네 소중함에 대해 말하다 보면은 바이야 이것도 저것도 내 세계는 온통 너니까 네 품에서 는 나를 아끼다 내 심장에 네 향기가 머물 수 있게 숨이 턱 막히도록 매번 설레게 We were one, we still one 다 붙여서 우리 one
to it, it's just radio on 105.4 FM, and that was If Without You by Atez. If you're looking them up, it's about A-T-E-E-Z, and in case I forgot to mention before, they're an 8-member boy group, K-pop group from Korea. Their members, actually I'm older than one of the members, which is wild to me, every single time, I'm like, wow! The youngest member is 6 months, well, no, his birthday is in October, I think. Yeah, his birthday's in October, so I'm, like, 4 months older than him, which is wild to me. Also, I did, like, the high-touch thing where you get to, like, high-five them, and it was, A, like, they took up their time, like, it was, like, a high-five, but it was, like, an eye contact, holding your hand type of high-five, like, they, it wasn't, I was like, oh, I'm paying more so I can A, be at the front, and B, get to do high-touch, like, I don't know, part of me was like, oh, it'll just be like, you just high-five them and carry on walking. But they kind of took their time and it was really nice. But they were all so tall. Like, I'm only like 1.5 meters tall, so obviously I'm not a good, like, reference point. But oh my gosh, they were all tall. You know, you watch videos of group people and you're like, ha, huh, that's the short one. No, he was still really tall. Yeah, anyway, that's just a revelation I think about sometimes. I'm just really short. Another revelation, not really a revelation, I love the Hunger Games books a lot. They really kind of, like, formed most of my childhood. I was thinking the other day about all the books I read growing up, and how so many of them had, like, female protagonists who were just, like, really cool. Like, the Golden Compass series, it's actually called Historic Materials, but I'm going to call it the Golden Compass series because people remember that a lot more, with Lyra in it. She's awesome. Divergent series, I know that people didn't really like the movies, but the actual books are really cool. I feel like the whole explanation for the Divergent world wasn't, like, as good as it could have been, but it was a choice that was made, and that's what happened in the books, so I'll just accept it, you know? I'm like, I can't think of anything better. Like, I'm not, like, 100% sold on the explanation, but, like, I'm not going to be able to think of something better. I didn't create the world, so I'm going to just, like, let you, I'm just going to let it happen. I love Triss. And so those two are like the main series, and also a couple of other one-off books. Also Narnia. Shout out to Narnia. Love that book series. But Hunger Games, man. That whole kind of like concept of Katniss being like a martyr and like having to deal with the political stresses as well as like she's just trying to fight for her cause, and oh, I love it so much. And the other day I was just, you know, reliving my Hunger Games phase, as you do. There's a new book next year. I think it's coming out March. It's called something about a tale of bird or a book of bird, something about bird. If you look up new Hunger Games book, it should come up. But it's set at the 10th annual Hunger Games, so 64 years before, 64 years before the Hunger Games books that you read from the main book series. And I'm really excited to see how it happens. I'm really looking forward to it. But I was going through my Hunger Games phase again. I was thinking about Catching Fire. They did the really good movie for that, honestly. Like, they did that movie really well. And I remembered that Lorde curated the entire soundtrack for it. Like, she was what, like 16? What? 2014? Yeah, no. Okay, that's fine. I was 14. She was like 16, 17. That's amazing. I love her. I'm constantly in awe of her. But this is, and she wrote Yellow Flickerbee, which was my favourite ever songs. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I hope you enjoy. This is Yellow Flickerbee by Lorde, and one day I'm going to come in here with, like, a whole comprehensive talk about The Hunger Games. But at the moment, this is just like a, hey, female protagonist, awesome development of story, really excited for the new book, relived my phase, listened to all the songs, still knew all the words. I hope you enjoy. This is Yellow Flickerbeat by Lorde.
I'm a princess cut from marble, smoother than a storm. And the scars that mark my body, they're silver and gold. My blood is a flood, the rubies, precious stones. It keeps my veins hot, the fire's found a home in me. I move through town, I'm quiet like a fire. Necklaces of rope, I tie it and untie. And now people talk to me, but nothing ever hits. So people talk to me, and all the voices just burn old. I'm going in. This is the start of how it all ends. I'm speeding up, and this is the red, orange, yellow flickerbee, sparking up my heart. We're at the start, the colors disappear.
You're back with Atoxis Radio on 105.4 FM. And that was Yellow Flicker Beat by Lord. I love that song so much. They made a little prison. The line about making a prison with her hands. I just heard it, and I was just thinking about how I want to talk about it. And it left my brain, but that's okay. I love the music video for that as well. She looks like there's a whole like David Bowie kind of inspired look from memory, where she has short hair, and I love it so much. It really makes me want to cut my hair short. Every time I grow my hair out, I'm like, what if I cut it short though? No, then you just want to grow it out again. This is just my internal dialogue constantly. But what if I cut it? Yeah, but then you have to grow it so you can cut it again. I think I more enjoy the process of like going and getting a haircut and being like, ooh, change, than I actually like the actual haircut sometimes. But that's, hair grows, you know, at the end of the day, it's fine. You can grow your hair out from a bad haircut. Not that I've had like a notoriously bad haircut, but you know, you have an image in your brain and then you go in and it's just not the image. That's okay. I have a fringe for a bit. That was fine, except the rest of my hair was also quite short, so it just looked kind of like a bowl cut. But that was alright. And now I'm here with longer hair and it's got blonde in it this time. It's great. I told you guys I was going to play another K-pop song. So we have Breathe by AB6, which is spelled AB number 6 IX. If you want to look them up, by the way. I saw them performing I watched a live stream where they performed this at KCON LA, I believe. And it was awesome. And I hadn't really seen them do stuff before. Like, I hadn't really heard of them. But I really like their music, and they have, like, a really cool presence on stage. And I love this song. It's very much in the range of songs I like the kind of, there's a song called Desire by ATEEZ, which is the same kind of vibe. It's like soft, piano-y kind of synthy sounds and a drop in it, and it's just pretty. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it. This is Breathe by AB6, and I hope it made your Friday a little more banging. Talk to you next time.
Yeah, yeah. 밖에 날씨 자유롭지 못해 크게 한번 숨 쉬고 퍼프리 답답하면 드립 머리 빙빙 도심 속을 떠나 도로 위를 따라 도망치고 다시 하루 위기를 걸어 매일이 매일 day 내 꿈은 해안 걸음지로 laid back 어제와 같은 내일이 살기 싫어 나는 발버둥을 치네 어서 여길 떠나 Let's get it
하던 일은 다 멈추고 walk away 지금 이 순간에만 집중하게 음악이 끊기지 않게 볼륨은 maximum level 안 좋은 기억들은 다 잊게
Break it down
Where am I? Is I right in here? I wanna breathe, just set me free breathe. 날 숨 쉬게 할 rhythm and beat 지금이라도 늦지 않아 순위 just jump in and take my hands and leave
Take my 빛은 빛을 쫓아가 비로소 마주치게 돼 우리 둘 뿐인 이곳에서 너 I wanna breathe say the free 날 숨 쉬게 rhythm and beat
rhythm and beat
지금이라도 늦지 않아 술이 잘 좀비는 take my hands and leave
take my hands and
leave 너와 함께하는 이 순간이 내게 rush 서해를 바라보면서 즐기는 그 끝은 이제 너와 함께라면 난 어디든 좋아 이 흐린 공기 속에
Take RFM Dunedin with you wherever you go with podcasts and live streaming of premier local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This programme was first broadcast on RFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.